Najee Houston, can he adapt to this new course?
Oh my God.
If I had to bet, I'd say yes.
Holy shit.
Najee is all about figuring out the format, figuring out the course, making the proper adjustments.
Welcome to the Monday Mass. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cote, and what you just listened to was me getting memed, right? That was my voice on a meme of Najee Houston doing the splits, Street League Chicago. Myself, Chris Pastors, Andrew Cannon. More on Street League Chicago coming up in skate news. But I mean, every time Najee falls, now he gets memed. It's just an honor for me to be the voice of a Najee Houston meme. Let's get into it. Like I said, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. The date today is August 14th, 2017. We're going to talk about all the action sports that's fit to talk about on a podcast, on a computer. It's not on tape. It's on digital thing. Yeah, so we're talking about it. And we don't have much time to waste, so let's get right into it. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, Gnarly Wood and Quincy Woodwrights. Gnarly Wood is your business amplifier. Follow at Gnarly Wood. They do all the things for your business, big and or small, to get your products, to get everything out. You came up with the concept. You came up with this cool product. Now get it out there. Warehousing, shipping, logistics, everything you need to amplify your business, Gnarly Wood does it. Quincy Woodwrights, from private label to their own awesome brand with really fun and cool graphics. Check out the beaver graphic. Quincy Woodwrights, thank you for presenting the Monday Mass. Let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about. Surf, skate, and snow. We're going to start with surf news. Ooh, it was a big weekend in surf. Let's get to it.
I'm turned and tossed upon the waves.
Welcome back to the Billabong Pro Tahiti. The dust is still settling from a massive final with huge fireworks and big blows from Wilson and Medina. Julian takes yet another final decision over Gabriel Medina, but his first title ever that he's had in Tahiti, making it official 7 different winners as we head into stop number 8 in Southern California. Welcome to the WSL Post Show.
That was Joe Turpel with the official WSL Post Show with Pete Mel and Martin Potter. This is Chris Cote with the unofficial WSL post-event podcast wrap-up. Unofficial. Am I even allowed to use that? Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops, 5 locations in San Diego. South Coast Surf Shops. This is real surf shops for surfers, for people that want to look like surfers, for women that want to surf or buy bikinis to just lay on the beach. They got everything. Go to southcoast.com. Go there, they got it. And they present the Monday Mass Podcast. Thank you very much. Oh, you can get you online clothing there as well. Get it. So let's get back to surf news. Like I said, so the Billabong Pro Tahiti just went down, and this was a record-breaking event because I think it was one of the first events ever to actually happen on the first day of the waiting period and go for 3 days, and then it's done. It was so fast. If you blinked your eye, if you did anything this weekend, if you left your house and you didn't have your, if you were somewhere without a phone or without a computer, you missed the contest. I pretty much missed the whole thing. I had to watch the majority of the event last night because I was doing stuff. I was at the beach. But it was a marathon, 3-day marathon, and the waves were good. Let's get into it. So it started in the first 2 days of this event. They ran 36 heats, which is kind of crazy. Most of you probably don't care. You just want to watch highlights, watch people getting tubed. And the waves were good. It was by no means all-time chopo. And yes, I say chopo. Some people say chopu. You know what? You just, if you ever go there, ask somebody, ask a local. You can say it how they say it. I say chopo, but it's neither here nor there, right? That's just the name on the spot. Okay, let's get into it. Let's talk real stuff here. Okay, so the usual suspects did well in these early rounds. Like I said, 4 to 6 feet, you know, a little chunky, but guys were doing miracle tube riding. This is unprecedented foam ball, Buck and Bronco style tube riding, Houdini barrels, if you will. John, Jordy Smith, Wilco, Owen Wright, Medina, Julian Wilson, the usual suspects, all did well on the first couple days. And then as day 2/3 rolled around, the axes began to fall, folks. Yes. The waves, again, up and down. It was really random because some heats you would see guys winning heats doing turns. The next heat you'd see an 8-second barrel. It was bipolar. Trippy. But fun to watch. I mean, I'll take B-grade Chopo any day over most breaks in the world to watch the world's best compete. So let's get into these latter rounds. So this being a 3-day event, a lot happened in these 3 days. The Jeep leader, jersey wearer, Matt Wilkinson, lost to Wiggly Dantas in round 5. And basically, he had to come in and take that yellow jersey off in more ways than one. He physically took it off, and then ratings-wise, he took it off and he had to hold it up to give it over to either Jordy Smith or John Florence. Both made the quarterfinals. The winner of the quarterfinal matchup was going to get the Jeep leader jersey. You gotta love this. A tight race. A tight title race in Tahiti. At the end of that quarterfinal, spoiler alert, if you missed it, Jordy Smith took the win, and he is now your current Jeep ratings leader. In the other quarterfinals, Gabriel Medina got a couple weird-ass, long, wonky tubes. He got a 10 on an unmakeable mutant grower. Say that to somebody on an airplane. Say, hey, if it's a grandma sitting next to you, what do you do? I surf unmakeable mutant growers daily. What do you do? She will trip out. But that's surf terminology. Unmakeable mutant growers. All of you who surf know what I'm talking about. Owen Wright went down to Gabriel Medina. And then it came down to semifinals. Kaloi Andino versus Gabriel Medina. I loved this heat. It looked like they were going to fight from the very beginning of the heat all the way through to the end. And I love that people are finally using Medina's tricks against him. The paddle battles, the soccer style, arms in the air. Hey, come on, man. Judges, help me out. And it looked like Chloe was going to get him. But, look, I don't like violence at all. I like, to watch it on TV, Game of Thrones style violence, which we'll talk about later. But I don't want to see people actually fight. But I like when things get heated in the lineup. And that's what happened with Medina and Kolohe. And there's a rivalry deeply being formed. It's already started, but it's nice. So the finals were set. It was Julian Wilson versus Gabriel Medina. Everybody was giving it over to Gabriel Medina. He's won out here before. He's a goofy footer. The waves were not friendly to backsiders like Julian Wilson. This actually was a burner of a heat. Because it started full Medina and Julian Wilson again battling. They were high-fiving. The horn blew. They started wrestling each other on the board. Straight up, Lance Burkhart, you pulled my leash. Wrestling on the board, paddling for waves, trying to bait each other. They're both master baiters when it comes to putting people into waves. You would have to say Gabriel Medina is the most masterful baiter on the World Championship Tour as far as giving people, selling waves. He's been master baiting on the World Championship Tour since he got on tour. Selling waves. There you go. You go. You take it. So he got, it was a priority battle, and they were fighting. Elbows in the face. And then Gabriel Medina seemingly had Julian Wilson comboed. He comes out swinging. He gets 2 9-plus rides in the last 5 minutes of the heat. Crazy comeback. People are freaking out. Internet's breaking. This was the heat of the year. Not wave-wise, necessarily, but performance-wise, these guys battling wave for wave. I'm going to say one of the heats of the year. So when all is said and done, you got to feel bad for Matt Wilkinson. He dropped from first place to third, and this has happened to him in the past. Might be saying, see you later, Wilco. And that's not... I love Wilco myself. I love his surfing, but I don't know if I... We'll see what happens. John Florence moves to second. Jordy Smith to the lead into the yellow jersey, and Jordy Smith rips at lower trestles, which is coming up next. Julian Wilson jumps three spots to fifth, Owen Wright to fourth. Wow, who would you say? I mean, you'd have to say Jordy Smith now has a very good chance of being 2017 world champion. We know what he's capable of at lower trestles. John Florence is going to have to pull out his arsenal of weapons to take a win at lowers to keep the pace with Jordy Smith. That is going to be fun to watch. Always love to watch the lowers event. It's probably my favorite event of the year to watch because it gets you. I mean, that's... I don't surf Chopo every day or Pipeline or J-Bay, so it's hard to relate. But lowers, you watch these guys surf lowers, man, you take notes. You will surf better if you watch the world's best surf lowers. That is a wave that we can all somewhat relate to. It's coming up soon. Peep it. There's another event that will make you hate the people in it because this is the world's most luxurious surf event, the Four Seasons Maldives Surfing Champions Trophy. Four surfers picked to live on an island, a five-star resort, and surf perfect waves in the Maldives. Oh, this is jealousy material right here. And you keep seeing the photos. What is it, Ross Williams, Rob Machado, Taj Burrow, who am I forgetting? Shane Dorian? No. I couldn't look. These guys are surfing perfect waves with their wives and you know, come on, man. But hey, it's fun to watch. And I'm just jealous that I wasn't there, that I'm not a surf legend like Machado or Ross, that I get to go and have fun at the Four Seasons Maldives Surfing Champions Trophy, the world's most luxurious surf event. Taj Burrow won it. Pretty rad. These guys surf single fins, twin fins, and tri fins. So it's fun. And you can go look at it at worldsurfleague.com. I just saw this on boardwrap.com. Boardwrap.com. This is a great action sports website. Boardwrap.com exposes, well, surf on. So here's the story. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Yes, you do. It's the world's most popular TV show. You're not a nerd if you watch this show. Everybody watches this show. Okay? And I love it. I watched it. I didn't even notice this. So in episode 4, season 7, this was last night's episode, it's called The Spoils of War. And this is on Surfline. It says, a trained eye will notice a wedgy left-hander in the background as Theon Greyjoy arrives at Dragonstone to meet with Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen. There is a wave in the background. I gotta rewatch this episode now and find this scene because this is a wave that's in the Basque country, the town Zumaya. And so Surfline just, it's blown. And that's fine. It's on Game of Thrones. How fun is that? Thanks to BoardWrap.com for showing me that. I went there before Surfline because, I went to Surf. It's all, hey, we're all friends here in cyberspace. So that's pretty cool. A nice little left wedge in the background of Game of Thrones. I was trying to figure out what Jon Snow is going to do to Theon. It's a whole different topic. And that was called The Spoils of War. Speaking of war, my friends over at Surf Splendor Podcast, are trying to start a war with the Monday Mass, all right? David Lee Scales, Chaz Smith, having a conversation. I'm listening, enjoying myself, and then, bam, out of nowhere, David Lee Scales, starting crap, about 540s. And you know what? Just you listen to this. He started this.
So I could have this conversation with Chris, but that would be a little too normal, and I would like to instead just throw stones across the podcast platform, because he's doing his own podcast too.
That'd be boring.
Totally.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yes, David, I'm doing my own podcast. It's the world's greatest action sports podcast. First stone thrown by you. Let's keep this going.
Before I came here, I was just listening to Chris Cote call the skate competition at the U.S. Open. And so the fact that Chris can call skate and surf, and I don't know why Chris isn't calling snowboard. But yeah, Chris Cote as action sportsman is brilliant.
So his podcast is Monday Mass. It's Mass Action Sports Show.
No, it's not. It's called the Monday Mass. Monday Action Sports Show. And thank you, Chaz Smith, for saying I'm action sportsman. It's always nice to start an argument with a compliment. Let's keep going.
Oh, there's a reason why he's doing it, and it's because he knows more about, comes from the skate background. So I've always just kind of acquiesced to Chris and be like, well, if he calls it a 540, then it's a 540, because he knows skate and I don't, and a lot of these things that we're doing in surfing come from skate.
So this all comes from me calling 540s when I'm doing my play-by-play commentary for the World Surf League. This happened at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. Yeah, because I'm calling the proper names to the proper tricks. 360 air, 360 reverb, 540. Because yes, David, surfing maneuvers come from skateboarding. So they should be named as such. And yes, you should acquiesce. And I like that word, acquiesce. Does this argument keep going?
He's coming back around. The nose facing the same way. That's 360.
So even the skaters say it's a 360.
Yes.
Even my skateboarder friends called it a 360. That was Chaz Smith talking about skateboarder friends calling it 360. Yo, you have to be able to skate and surf and understand how the two are related in order to call the appropriate tricks. Chaz, David. So, I know, and I know this is not an issue for 99% of the earth, but for us, it is. So, I answer your question with a question. If you do not know, you shall not call. You shall acquiesce. David Lee Scales, you will bend the knee when it comes to 540s to me. Okay? Chaz Smith, you bend the knee. You bend that knee. And I actually do. I talked to David Lee Scales. Here's an interview with myself and David Lee Scales from Surf Splendor Podcast. It is a great podcast. David, do you know what a 540 in surfing looks like?
I have no idea.
And what would you call a full rotation in the world of surfing?
I have no idea.
Well, then why did you say that about me and calling 540s? Because I know and you don't know. So what's up?
I have no idea.
It's all good. I win the argument. You lose. You have the best surf-specific podcast on the internet. Do you know what the best action sports podcast on the internet is called?
I have no idea.
Exactly. It's called The Monday Mass, and it's hosted by me, Chris Cote. Chaz Smith, David Lee Scales, consider your knees bent. What else is going on? I'm not heated. I love those guys. And I love 540s too. Oh, check this out. This is actually funny. I saw this on Grind TV. A mini tornado sent beachgoers scrambling to retrieve items that were sent flying high into the sky on Wednesday, creating chaos on the French Riviera.
C'est trop beau.
Ah, je suis mort.
best. That is the best audio clip of the of ever. It's two French people filming a tornado hitting a beach with chairs and umbrellas and children flying around, and they're laughing, and it's, I couldn't tell if they were panicking at the beginning, and then I hear them laughing. And if anyone can translate that and tell me what they're saying, please send it in, because that is the best. Let's hear it again. That's the best. I mean, I could listen to that all day. I have some recommendations. Watch Mikey Wright, Root. Mate, you gotta watch this clip. Mikey Wright, Root. Also, Snapped 3. It's out. Get it. Go get it. Support independent filmmaking and shredding. That's what's in Snap 3. That's Surf News. And thank you for listening to Surf News. We've got snow news next and then skate news. Here we go. Let's go to the snow. All right, in snow news. So last, snow news is brought to you. Snow news is brought to you by Tory Holistics. CBDs, cannabinoids, those little gummy bears that if you take them at your own discretion. And they'll mess you up if you want that. If you have, headaches, migraines, anxiety, etc. For me, I'm about CBDs. I was super sore yesterday afternoon because I literally spent 2 hours digging holes at the beach for my kids on Sunday. All day I'm digging. I was so sore last night. Took a 1/4 of a CBD gummy. It's called a Cushy Punch. And I took 1/4 of the CBD gummy, woke up feeling good. Can't you tell how good I'm feeling? Well, that's because I took the CBDs last night and I'm feeling good. All right, let's get into snow news. So, first look, Transworld Snowboarding just showed us the first glimpses for their 7th full-length film. It's called Arcadia. And their quote on the website, a full-length film documenting snowboarders in a perpetual pursuit of paradise. Dropping 10/10/2007. I'm going 10, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So that's actually not that far away. We're in August, that's October. So is snowboarding season really around the corner? Sketch. Oh, okay, it's featuring, and here we go, Haldor Helgeson, Alec Ostring, Beyond and Emmedils, Beyond X Metals, Victor Davier, Jesse Paul, The Man Boys. I can't wait to see The Man Boys. Jordan Small, Victor De La Rue, 10/10/17. It's going to be dope. I guess snowboarding season starts in October because Transworld Snowboarding also presents Snowboard on the Block on October 14th. There's going to be more about this. I believe we're going to get a sponsorship, the Enthusiast Network, from Snowboard on the Block. They're going to hook us up, and we're going to hook them up. We're going to have ticket giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. It's going to be in Denver on October 14th. More on that to come next episode down the line. Yo, so last week, we alluded to rumors swirling about High Cascade Snowboard Camp. To debunk those rumors and to tell us what's up, what's going on, what's the latest and the greatest from High Cascade Snowboard Camp, let's go to Corey Mack, the digger extraordinaire, snowboarding ripper, Corey Mack, and Monday Mass contributor.
Hey Chris, Corey Mack with another snowboard report from Mount Hood, Oregon, up here at High Cascade Snowboard Camp. Just finishing up the summer with Session 6. Signature sessioners Mike Rabb, Johnny O'Connor, Austin Sweeten, Forrest Bailey, and Eric Leone. We had a perfect change up in the park for these guys, a little more flow to it than the previous sessions, so super fun. 22 pipes still going, big jumps, but a lot of creative and fun features for everybody to get rad on. It was also the Dinosaurs Will Die session, so we had owners Sean Genovese and Jeff Keenan up there with just about everybody that rides a dino. Lucio, Nick Haringa, Ben Balak, Lucas Willette, just about everybody. So super fun having those guys down. With it being the dino session, we had a couple people getting their names on snowboards for the first time. The Dinosaurs Will Die. Sean Genovese boards this sesh, or this year are the Digger boards, Digger Pro Series, with Parker Duke getting his name on a board, Blake Geis, Ben Bullock, Lucas Willett, and Matt Heenahan, and then myself, Corey McDonald, getting his name on a board. Maybe oldest dude to do that. I don't know. 42. Anyways, big big thanks to those guys for doing that for us. Pretty awesome. Highlights of the session, Tim Sullivan, the legend from the East Coast, came out and was having an incredible week. Had some unfortunate news in the middle of the week with his grandfather passing, and he had a private session on the big jump that was for the books. Just unbelievable. Four hits, four different weather conditions, basically the four seasons session. And he sent probably 120-foot method for his grandpa. It was amazing to watch. Really stoked that Timmy came out this summer. We had the last Dinosaurs Will Die race of the summer. Blake Geis taking first place again. And Barrett Kilroy with the overall staying on course for every single race of the summer. So congrats to those guys. Lots of rumors about High Cascade being the end. It's definitely not the end, just some changes with location and everything on hill pretty much the same. So snowboarding is always going to be happening on Mount Hood, and appreciate you letting me report on it this summer, Chris. And yeah, thanks to my Diggers for holding it down, and we'll talk to you next summer.
So there you go. Never fear, High Cascade Snowboard Camp will always be here. I did not plan that out. It just happened. So thank you to Corey Mack for giving us the scoop. And thank you for being a Monday Mass contributor and an awesome digger and a ripper on a snowboard. And I've never actually met Corey Mack. So we're like podcast buddies. I mean, we're a team here. And Corey has given us snowboard news throughout the whole summer. And damn if the summer's gone quick. So High Cascade Snowboard Camp. Just get it on your calendar, put it up next summer. That's you ripping down the mountain with Corey Mack. So it sounds like things, yes, are changing, have changed, but it's all good. Don't be stressing about it. All right. That was snow news. Where are we going next? Oh, skate. Did I mention I got memed with Najee Houston and Chris Pastors and Andrew Cannon? That was it again. So again, that was from this weekend's Street League in Chicago. And Najee did the splits. You'll see it. You'll see it on my Instagram at Chris Cote. It was also made and appears on Shrimp Daddy at Shrimp Daddy, who you should probably be following because he rips. So this is cool. Usually Street League is dominated by 2 to 3 people. Kelvin Hoffler, Nyjah Houston, you know, the same names kind of go perennial switch-ups, Shane O'Neill, etc. But check this out. Deshaun Jordan winning Chicago, and he gets a golden ticket to skate in the Super Crown World Championships. So congratulations, Deshaun Jordan. What did I say? I think he got a 9-1 and a 9-6 to win this contest. Mental skateboarding. And the course looked huge. I don't know if this was the biggest Street League course they've ever done, but it looked insane. And I watched it on ETN. I'm a member of ETN. Yes, I paid the minimal fee, I don't know, $1 a week or $2 a week. I don't know what it was. But I watched it on ETN, and I'm happy to be a member of ETN, and I like what they do. So that's what's up. Okay. Oh, King of the Road. Oh, my gosh. Aloha. King of the Road. Almost done. Last episode just went down. So this is the second episode from Hawaii, and I've been a huge King of the Road fan this year. I personally feel like this is the best King of the Road ever. And because the skating on it has been next level insanity. Jamie Foy, oh my god, Jamie Foy, does Jamie Foy have to be the King of the Road MVP for 2017? I mean, I think so. But everybody's ripping. So what do we have this episode? Deathwish, Enjoy, and Creature, all in Hawaii. In this episode, they skate Wallows, the legendary Wallows, where they skated in the Search for Animal Chin. Jeff Harstel is there showing him around. Jackson Pills does a backside kickflip down the section where the Bones Brigade skated. I mean, how sick is that? Head tattoos. Yes, there's vomiting. That's per usual. Oh, Volcom's floating ramp. All of our guest skating guests, all of our guest king of the roaders, ripping. So another epic episode, and honestly, we're getting down to the wire. King of the Road will be done next week. We'll have a full report of who won, how they won, why they did it, what they did, etc. All I can say is thank you, Thrasher Magazine and Viceland, for teaming up, bringing us King of the Road. What a fun road trip. I wasn't even on it. What a fun time. What a great show. Well done, well filmed, well edited. King of the Road, 2017. Mike Burnett, you killed it. Thank you for this. Love it. Yeah, so now, like I said, I have no idea who's going to win. Who do I think won? Jeez. I mean, I would think that... So Creature did probably the gnarliest stuff in terms of, like, grossest. And then you... I'm just going to say I think Creature won because, I don't know, they're from San Diego. What's up? That's my call. Lucas Pui is on Palace Skateboards now. For sponsor skate nerds out there who want to know that kind of information, you probably already saw that. Check out DC's Cavi Club edit. So DC, who just basically cut their whole team, look, I ain't mad at you. I mean, this business, it's none of my business. It's only my business when people get added to the team, because I'm just about that positivity. But DC has a new crew of AMs that are ripping. Check out the Cavi Club edit today. And if you want to help build a community skate park in Palestine, hey, why? Let's do that. This is a war-torn zone. Let's let them skate. Drop in to a skate park. Don't drop bombs. So you can follow that. Listen to at JAYYOUSPARK. Jayus Park. How cool would that be? Give them $5 and they can, you know, if everybody gives them $5, they can potentially build a skate park in Palestine. In other skate news, Clash at Claremont to benefit grindforlife.org. Went off this weekend. I'm sure that the highlights, videos, photos, results, all that stuff's going to be hitting the internet now. What is it? I'm recording this. It's 8:46 a.m., so it's probably dropping now. So check out everywhere, thrashermagazine.com, skateboarding.transworld.net. Check it all. Go and find it. I mean, I got to say, Clash at Claremont, thank you, Mike Rogers. Thank you, Mike Rogers, grindforlife.org. This is a dude that's battled cancer and won. And now he skates around the world to raise money and awareness to help cancer patients get to where they need to go to get their cancer treatment. This guy is saving lives through skateboarding. And events like Clash at Claremont team up with grindforlife.org to raise money, spread awareness. This event rules. We need to support grindforlife.org. If you skate and you love people, do it. That was the big result. The real result here was money and awareness raised for grindforlife.org. The contest results, Jeremy Green, record-breaking air on the skater cross track, the movietickets.com straight up high jump event. He went 12 feet straight up, did a 360, super gnarly. I'm excited to see the footage of this. Beaver Fleming won the skater cross race. Yeah, Beaver. Beaver's sick. You got to watch Beaver Fleming's Motivational Mondays, I believe it's called, on his YouTube page. This dude is a positive force. And I think we're going to try to get Beaver Fleming on the podcast, on the Monday Mass soon. Beaver, let's do this. Beaver won. Did I say Beaver won the skater cross? Yeah, there was all kinds of bowl events, best trick, street. It's all coming out. I don't know where, but it will come out. So thank you to Clash at Claremont and Grind for Life and Andy McDonald for teaming up with Mike Rogers to put this whole thing together. It's good times for good people, for good cause. Skateboarding news has been brought to you by my homies, Masterplan PR, Masterplan PR, public relations, communications. Do you have a message? Does your company need to tell the world what it does, how it does it, why you should be involved with what they do? Hit up my homies at Masterplan PR, at Masterplan PR. They are communications experts. They're dynamos in the realm of public relations. Thank you very much. That has been yet another fabulous episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. Be sure to check youonline.com for stories, news, photos, videos, Cantori, and you, another one of the world's greatest podcasts. It's all on youonline.com. And if you want some cool you t-shirts, hats, skate decks, they're there too. Youstore.com. So go to youonline.com, check them out, check us out. I'm part of that. You know, it's a family here. Let me drink about it. All kinds of news, Mexican food, music, good stuff happening on youonline.com. So go there. Thank you for listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. I'll see you next Monday. CUNM next Monday. Bye.